Diehards, have you heard about our book club? The Sell or Die podcast is starting a book club, and you can be a part of it.
And you don't even have to know how to read, because you can get the audiobook.
Well,
our first great book.
Knowing how to read might help.
Our first great book is Stop Selling and Start Leading. How to Make Extraordinary Sales Happen by Jane Kouzes, Barry Posner, and Deb Calvert.
We interviewed the authors already. You can check it out at sellerdiepodcast.com. But now it's your turn to talk about the book. We're going to have a book club discussion live on Facebook, May 10th. All you need to do is follow me or Jeffrey and you'll find us live. Deb Calvert is joining us. There's a link to that in the show notes for a special offer to get the book at a 20% discount.
I'm going to tell you that we interviewed these guys already. It was a great interview. This is an extraordinary book by extraordinary authors that will help you make extraordinary sales. We'll see you on May the 10th.
Woo!
All right, so we're cooking along. We have scoped you out as best we possibly can. I've added to your
great background, by the way. I love
I've added to your profitability by ordering a couple of your books.
This is our show.
Yeah.
Ooh. Sell or die.
Sell or die.
That's right.
It's true. We will literally die if we don't sell.
Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. Sure. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Sell or Die. This is the podcast for salespeople, sales managers, business owners, and anybody else on the planet that wants education about sales. I am Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling, and I'm joined...
I'm Jen Gluckow, founder and CEO of Sales in a New York Minute.
And we are about to give you... Like, normally we have like a little small talk before the
show. You don't want to chit-chat with me today, Jeffrey?
I love chit-chatting with you, but not before I announce who we have on the podcast today.
Today's guest is amazing.
Our guest today is John Lee Dumas, king of podcasting and host of Entrepreneur on Fire, the Entrepreneur on Fire podcast.
He has tons of followers because he is putting out amazing value content.
John has published, get this now, over 1,900 interviews with entrepreneurs like Tony Robbins, Seth Godin, Gary Vee, Barbara Corcoran, Tim Ferriss, and thousands more people like the ones we cannot get on our show yet, but we're about to get because we just got John Lee.
Well, before we tell more about John Lee, let's have some chit-chat.
No. Before Entrepreneur on Fire. Yes. There's something that's been happening to us over the course of the last couple of weeks, and maybe it's been happening to you too. We are inundated with everything that's important now.
Like yesterday. People want things yesterday, and everyone who's calling wants
it
yesterday.
We even have people that want stuff the day before yesterday.
It's crazy. And it's an amazing problem to have.
And what we're going to talk about this morning is a little bit about how to stay focused when you can't quite seem to keep your shit together.
Well, it's like I feel like you, this morning, Jeffrey, you asked me if I could send an email to these eight different people individually.
Right.
I said, when do you want me to do that? When I'm peeing? And
and I said, if you can't email while you're peeing, you're fired. So I think that there is a correlation between you have too much to do and what do I do next?
And it wasn't like I was trying to be snippy at you, but literally every second of the day right now for the past, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks has been booked. And it's crazy amazing.
And that's not a unique feeling. I know there are a lot of listeners right now who are entrepreneurs or who are juggling multiple accounts that the only time of solace that they get is in the bathroom.
Ooh, and then the phone rings and they wonder, should I answer the phone while I'm peeing?
By the way, that was the voice of God.
Right, yeah.
No, it was Mr. Doug Branson, our amazing producer.
Our
Doug.
Podcast
thank
guy.
You.
He is the guy of podcasts.
Doug, thank you for piping in there. You are totally correct. We're not the only ones feeling this.
Right.
So let's talk about what we're doing.
You've heard of Greek mythology, correct?
Yeah.
This is about geek mythology. It's almost Greek mythology.
Sales geek mythology.
Oh, yeah.
Geek mythology. It's all about you have too much to do. So this is the first thing that I do.
Okay.
I make a list of everything. No matter how large or small, I make a list of it. And that way it doesn't occupy or clutter my mind anymore because it's written down.
I've started making my lists because I do that too. I've started making them in Evernote because what I like about that is if I open my computer, it's on my computer. If I open my phone, Evernote and the list has synced to my phone. And so I like the fact that I can access that wherever I am.
That's why they call it Evernote.
Evernote,
yeah. Which is funny because there's kind of a funny anecdote coming up in this interview about Evernote
John
Lee Dumas.
True.
So stay tuned for that.
Jen uses Evernote. I use Microsoft Word. I make a list of the things that I got to do, and when I'm done them, I bold it.
I was doing that, and I would get frustrated if I was like,
I totally get frustrated.
Like, you know, visiting, I was out visiting a client or wherever I was, and I wanted to get something done, and I wanted to access my list, but I didn't have Wi-Fi, and it wasn't on my phone.
Aha.
And so that's why I switched to
a modern technology dilemma.
Yeah.
I had this and this, but I didn't have this.
It's like only an issue you can have in the 20th century.
So, there's a way to get everything done, and I'm going to share with you what it is. One thing at a time. And if you do that one thing that sort of prompts you or encourages you or gives you the confidence to move to the next thing, you can't be overwhelmed by everything. You just have to do one thing. And once that one thing is done, and by the way, don't pick the little shit thing that doesn't really need to be done. You pick the thing that you got to do right
the
now.
The most important thing that you have to do today.
Not
you
the
have
most
to
urgent
that,
thing.
You have to do that thing first.
Not the most urgent thing, the most important
thing. And that's, you know, I've been helping some of our team prioritize too, and some of their priorities is based on who's screaming the loudest. And it's like, wait,
right?
They have a better voice about this for sure, but their thing may not be as high priority as this other thing over here.
So people squeak.
Yeah.
I would recommend to our diehards that you all go out and get those little teeny cans of 3-in-1 oil. They sell them at 7-Eleven. Have a dozen of them on your desk and you go, oh, you're squeaking. Here's a little can of oil. Exactly. You're squeaking.
Here's the squeaky wheel.
Pick me, daddy. Pick me. Oh. It's like when you're in the second grade and you have the right answer and the teacher won't call on you.
Yeah.
And your hand is up so far it's coming out of its socket.
Think about this from the other perspective, okay? You're a salesperson going out there to visit different customers and you're becoming the squeaky wheel to them because they're meeting with different vendors, different partners, and you're annoying with your follow-up. You're like, what about me? I'm just calling to follow up. I'm calling to check in. How are you doing today? I just wanted to see what was going on.
Yeah.
You become the squeaky wheel you're like that and you don't offer value
messages.
Don't
just call people up to call them up. Have something to say. And when you have something to say, what it does is it forces you to learn something new so you can have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that valuable thing, whatever it is, it needs to benefit the other person. It can't be about, you know, the Phillies or whatever. It has to be something about their business and how they want to win or something about something that they like.
It could be about the Phillies if they're a diehard Philly fan.
That's true.
Like anyone could contact you at any time and say something about the Phillies and you'd listen.
You just
unveiled the secret to selling Jeffrey, by the
That's
way.
That's right. Me, not so much. If you talk about the Yankees now, now you have my ear.
And back to focus for just a minute. You two are really hitting on a principle that's often talked about in finance, which is attack your most important debt first. So if you have a credit card with a really high interest rate, you want to go after that first before your mortgage.
Right. That's
there's
true.
There's another issue which has been debated now for the last decade, and that is multitasking. Can you multitask and can you get, you know, is the printer going while you're trying to figure something else out and save a document on Word? I'm in favor of people that can do some of everything at once because I can do it.
Wait, I want to reveal one of your secrets.
All right.
So Jeffrey doesn't like when his computer multitasks. Like if he's doing something in Word and it's loading and I go to his iMessage to help to show him something, no, you're going to ruin the Word thing.
Right. I'm not aware of the fact that Apple can do three things at one time.
They don't
like that. But I'm capable of taking care of my library, making sure the book is up on the wall, doing all kinds of things at one time, and somehow it gets done.
There's a difference between multitasking and distractions while you're tasking. And I'll give you an example. Okay, you're on your computer and you're writing. And what I like to do now when I'm writing is I put the what I'm writing in full screen. Because I don't want to get interrupted by text messages. I don't want to get interrupted by notifications because they actually make me lose my focus on what I'm trying to concentrate on. The same goes for, and this is a tip you gave me when we first met, Jeffrey, is notifications on your phone. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to get work done all day and you're getting constant Facebook notifications and Twitter notifications,
yeah, that your old high school boyfriend got a little fat.
Like you can't concentrate or focus because every 5 seconds your phone is buzzing.
Right. So I get almost no notifications.
But people think that's multitasking, and to me that's distraction
interruption. Yeah,
interruption tasking.
I will tell you that I try my best that when something happens to me at the moment, I try to get it done even if I'm in the middle of something else. And the reason is I don't want to add one more thing to my list.
Mm-hmm. If it's like a quick thing.
A quick phone call, somebody needs an answer. I don't want to say come back later. I want to say, what do you want? Okay, do this.
Yeah.
But I'm a fast decision maker.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone is a fast decision maker. So if you make decisions fast, you can do a lot of things at one time.
Do you think that C-level execs make decisions faster than other types of roles?
D-level execs?
I don't know what you call that.
Yeah. B-level execs?
I don't know.
Yeah. C-level executives make decisions in under 2 minutes.
Yeah, I would agree with that. They know right away.
Well, I ask them all the time. There's this thing called the complex sale, which I think is just the most biggest hunk of bullshit on the planet. Because if I'm meeting with the CEO and he goes downstairs and says, all right, everybody gather around. Yeah, we're doing business with Jeffrey Gitomer. They go, okay, boss.
Exactly.
And the complex sale is over.
You've just taken all the complexity out of the sale.
Exactly. So if I was going to write a book on the complex sale, it would be a one-pager. Get to be friends with the CEO and have him or her tell everybody else what to do. Anyway, so let's get to our guest.
Let's do it.
I've already told you that John Lee has produced more than 1,900 interviews with some of the best entrepreneurs on the planet. But before Entrepreneurs on Fire began, his journey, John Lee's journey, was zigzag, struggle, and grind. And after serving as an active duty Army officer for 4 years, he tried law school, corporate finance, and commercial real estate. Through those successes and challenges, because I don't want to call them failures, he definitely didn't have them, he developed a one-word mission, focus. And that focus is going to be part of this podcast because he is now one of the top podcast producers in the world. Please help us welcome the great John Lee Dumas.
John, we've been listening to your show, and we want to know what's one thing you're fired up about today.
You know what thing I'm fired up about? Focus. Following one course until success. I mean, I'll tell you, when I launched my business, that's all I had was focus. And I really feel like that's why I crushed it at the beginning. And then guess what happens? You start to find some success. You start to get some momentum. You start to make a lot of money. And then what happens? You start to lose your focus because you get distracted because there's so many opportunities. You know, before nobody would answer my calls. You know, now, you know, my phone rings off the hook. So it's just like, I am overwhelmed with opportunity, which, you know, don't cry for me, Argentina. I'm not complaining, but what is the problem? I made the mistake over the past couple of years, like saying yes to too many opportunities. So now like I've, you know, lost that focus. And now for me, it's 2018. It's my sixth year in the business, you know, so I crossed that 5-year hump. And it's just like, how can I bring things back into focus? How can I really go deep on what works? That's what I'm fired up about. This whole year is all about that. And I know that by the end of this year, like we'll just have this great singular super funnel that we're calling it. And then everything that we do is focused towards that. And that's what I'm excited about.
What's working best?
What's working best right now? Really focusing on the content creation side of things. You know, there's so much noise out there and people are just adding to it every single day. But the problem is that I'm seeing is that they're just adding things on a quantity level because they've seen people like myself have a lot of success with a 7-day-a-week show. So they just think more, more, more. But what sticks is what's better. And so I'm really working on the quality side of things. That's what's working for me, like really delivering highly valuable quality content. You know, we've shifted our show from the shorter 15 to 20 minute interview style podcast to like 45 to an hour. And I'm calling them audio masterclasses, where we're just diving deep on my guest's area of expertise. So what's their area of expertise? We're going deep on that because what I want, my goal is that somebody's gonna be able to look at the list of shows that I've done over the past couple months. And they're going to say, okay, like I need help on fill in the blank, Facebook ads, SEO, building a business, whatever it might be, creating my irresistible offer was the one we just did yesterday. So if you need to know how to create your irresistible offer, that's the audio masterclass for it, period.
When you started in podcasting, it was like the Mojave Desert. There was not a hell of a lot going on. What triggered you to say, oh, this is my foundation now?
It's one of those things where I just got podcasting from the beginning. And that was as a consumer. I was just like, okay, like I'm in the car all the time and I'm being forced to listen to some crappy sports talk radio in a city whose sports teams I don't even like. So I'm like in San Diego, which is a city I love, but I hate the Chargers. I hate the Padres. I don't care about any of them, but like there's nothing else on. I'm not going to listen to like Miley Cyrus sing another song on the top 40 radio. You know, I'm not going to listen, you know, to some sports talk radio. There was like nothing that was out there that I was like interested in. So I started listening to audiobooks and I was just like, well, this is getting expensive because audiobooks aren't cheap. And podcasting, I just found it. And I'm like, oh, wait, this is free on demand, meaning I can press play and pause when I want to. And it's targeted, meaning I can choose the exact show I want to listen to and listen to that. And I found the great shows and I subscribed to them and I just got the medium immediately. Again, even though, like you said, it was the Mojave Desert, it was hard to download them. There weren't that many shows, so I didn't have the biggest variety in the world, but I just got the medium. I knew it was going to be big on some level. You know, I did not think it was going to be big, you know, to the level that it is now and have the kind of legs it has had. You know, it feels like it's been the golden age of podcasting for like the past 4 or 5 years. But, you know, it's just one of those things that I got from a very early stage. And I said, you know what, if I can consume this content at the level that I'm consuming it, and there's a show that doesn't exist that I wish did, which was a daily show interviewing entrepreneurs, why not fill that void? I'm going to suck. I'm not going to be good as a host at all. But if I do it every day of the week, I'll get a little bit better every single time.
So you talk to a lot of amazing guests, especially now, to be able to create those deep master classes. How did you establish enough credibility early on to snag some of those early A-listers?
So I didn't have any credibility, you know, but to the point we just made about the Mojave Desert, that's where it was. Like, so, you know, Tim Ferriss launches his book, Seth Godin launches his book, you know, they can either go and like on these big book tours, or they can hear this pitch from this dude they've never heard of on a show they've never heard of that says, hey guys, you can stay in your room, you know, in your pajamas and jump on a 25-minute call with me and talk about your book, you know, and the time it takes you to drink a cup of coffee, and you will get to my listeners, which by the way, aren't that many. And I would show them my stats. I go, but they're potential readers of your book. And they weren't having 100 people knocking on their door for the exact same thing. So, you know, when I was able to have some good timing, again, waiting until Seth Godin's book was coming out, Tim Ferriss's book was coming out, and get those first few names, then everything changes. Because now, guess what? Tim Ferriss has been on my show. Tony Robbins has been on my show. Barbara Corcoran has been on my show. Like, you know, essentially, who are you to say no when these other people have already vetted, you know, in a sense, to be on the show? So you kind of have that one name and it's the avalanche.
Do you have a strategy for connecting with those people right away?
No, not really. No specific strategy. It's just being very honest and respectful and laying it out right at the beginning of saying what it is, like, hey, I know this is what you're doing. I know, you know, so they know that I've done a little bit of research. Like, I know this is a book that you're launching or a product that you're promoting or whatever it might be. You know, I want to make this super simple for you. It's going to be audio only. You don't even have to take a shower. You don't even have to put any makeup on. Like, just go ahead, you know, flip on your microphone. Let me call you on Skype. We'll record a quick conversation and I'll get it out to my audience. And at first, you know, that was 1,000 listeners and then 10,000. You know, last month, Entrepreneurs on Fire did 1.3 million listens.
Whoa. So way to go.
Yeah, way to go.
Way to
Thank
go.
You.
And John, yeah. I'm curious, when you get them in for the interview, you're in the middle of the interview, how do you connect with the guest then? Like, how do you find out what that interview is going to be all about?
Well, for the first 2,000 episodes of Entrepreneurs on Fire, I dictated the format. I was like, listen, this is how this show goes. You know, love it or leave it. I'm going to ask you for your worst entrepreneurial moment, which really worked at the beginning for, you know, all these big name guests, because a great example is Seth Godin. Like, he told a story on my podcast about getting arrested and kicked off the AOL campus. And after the interview, he was like, I've never told that story before. But like, mm-hmm. I gave him the permission and the opportunity to tell that story, that worst entrepreneurial moment that he'd ever experienced. And so guess what? He wanted to share that with his audience afterwards. And that kind of started this great chain reaction of many people listening and going down that road. So that was like super cool, was that when I realized that, listen, if I can really bring out unique, special stories, number one, I will connect with the guest on that level. But number two, I'm going to really make them want to share the show when it goes live, because their audience has potentially never heard that show before or that story before. And it could be really cool for that guest to share with their audience.
Jeffrey, I am starving. I need meat for dinner. Where do you want to go?
Any place they serve a Strasburger steak, Jen.
Strasburger Steaks has delivered quality steaks for over 150 years. The Strasburger family wants everyone to enjoy the best of American meat, which is why we're excited to give you the opportunity to bring the steakhouse to your house. Prime meat is the highest grade of meat available, meaning it has the most marbling flavor and juiciness possible. Only about 3% of meat is prime, so you know you're getting the best hand-picked and hand-cut meat for the best eating experience.
I can tell you from personal experience that Strasburger steaks are amazing. Mouth-watering, delicious. Diehards, do you want a flavorful prime New York strip steak without having to go to New York? Well, how about something that's like a bone-in or a rib steak? Come on, you can get anything you want at Strasburger, and once you've tried their steaks, there's no going back.
Are you having trouble finding a gift for someone that has it all? Why not give the gift of amazing Strasburger steaks? Weddings, anniversaries, graduations, your favorite client. How about celebrating making a sale?
Sales red meat.
Getting a Strasburger steak is a celebration.
You know, they serve the best steakhouses in New York City and around the country, and now you can have them right in your own home. Visit StrasburgerSteaks.com right now, or call them 201-842-8890. Call them right now. Come on, 201-842-8890, and celebrate with steak. So we want to throw it back at you. You have interviewed thousands of people. We want to know your entrepreneurial philosophies and your entrepreneurial, the things that you live by. Two or three things that you think are the most powerful things an entrepreneur can do.
Yeah, well, I mentioned focus. That'll be number one, which is following one course until success. If you have that mentality, that philosophy, you're going to win on as big of a level as you let yourself. Again, it's people that get distracted from that take too many opportunities. And again, I'm guilty as well, which is really why we're honing things back in, you know, in 2018, because, you know, it's just, I've realized that the power of focus is so critical. You know, following up with productivity, like if you are a productive entrepreneur, you're going to win. But the problem is so many people produce the wrong content. So how do you figure out how to produce the right content while being productive? That's the winning combination. Not just being productive. Like, I can be productive all day long, but if I'm productive doing the wrong things, what is that really benefiting? Not much. And then number three, it'll be discipline. And, you know, that's one thing that I go back to my Army days for. Like, I was drilled at a very young age. You know, this is how you become disciplined. This is how you create a plan of action, become a disciple to that plan of action, and then execute going step by step by step forward. So because I've been able to marry those three skills together, those three philosophies of being productive, disciplined, and focused, it's allowed me to win at a very high level. And I marry that with an incredible morning routine. My morning routine is 2 hours long. It involves yoga. It involves exercise. It involves an infrared sauna. It involves skin brushing, journaling, meditation, hydration, all the things to make sure that after 2 hours, my body is at the highest optimal level because I've been taking care, self-nourishing on every single level, that now I can turn the computer on and give my best to the rest of the world. Because people always say, John, like, how are you always so energized? And the answer is because I spend 2 hours every day doing the right things to energize myself, getting the right amount of sleep. You know, I'm considered the hardest working person in podcasting, and that may or may not be true.
But, I love that.
You know, I will tell you this is that I sleep 8 to 9 hours every night. It is an absolute 100% going to happen. Like, I value sleep, health, and wellness above everything. Everything else takes a second stage to that. And that, guess what, still allows me to perform, number one, at a very high quantity level with a daily podcast, you know, with Entrepreneurs on Fire rocking it, you know, being on 22 other shows. You guys are, wow, by the way, the second of 22 shows that I'm on today. And
wow,
like,
way to I'm go. Going to,
I'll be bringing this much energy to every single one.
Thank you. We're about to enter the lightning round, but I want to share it with our diehards. In order to be the best you can be for others, first you have to be the best you can be for yourself. And John Lee Dumas is the classic example of that.
Yes. All right. So, John, we've been listening to your show.
Yeah.
And we've taken a little note from you with your lightning round. But this time we want to throw it at you and ask you the questions you ask normally of your guests.
Cool. Bring it on.
So what was holding you back from becoming an entrepreneur?
The imposter syndrome. You know, I was an Army veteran, a law school dropout, a corporate finance junkie.
Like, my kind of guy.
I was just like, who am I, you know, to have these incredible entrepreneurs who I admire take their time to speak to me one-on-one? Because, of course, you know, an interview is one-on-one, or in this case, two-on-one, or three-on-one. And, you know, who am I? So the imposter syndrome was really holding me
back. What was the best piece of advice you've ever received?
I've received a lot of great advice. This would be an Albert Einstein quote, which is, try not to become a person of success, but rather a person of value. I spent the first 32 years of my life trying to be successful, chasing success, and I wasn't finding either success nor happiness. But when I flipped it on its head at 32, launched a daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs and just added value and didn't care about anything else for, you know, 6 months, 200 days, everything started to change.
I love that. Share an internet resource like Evernote with our diehards.
And you know why I always threw in like Evernote? Because like my 300 interviews, the first 300, like 250 people were like, Evernote. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to just like disqualify Evernote. So I had to say like Evernote so they wouldn't say Evernote. That was really funny. But you know, it's been pretty interesting. Then I dropped that part of it in the last like maybe few hundred shows, and nobody said Evernote. So Evernote, oh, I don't man. Know if they've
That's
stopped becoming as popular as they were, but they were definitely hot when I first started. But Schedule Once is a tool that I cannot live without. I absolutely love it. It's my calendar schedule. It's what you guys use to schedule this to make sure that, you know, I could just go 15-minute back-to-back interviews all day long and know that we're going to be on Zoom with the Zoom link. My next one's on Zencastr. My next one's on Skype. But it's just boom. It's just right there. It's all right there. You have my headshots. You know, you have everything. You know everything. I know everything. It's critical.
So your one book that you're going to recommend right now?
Crushing It by Gary Vaynerchuk. It's his new book, follow-up 9 years later to his book, Crush It. And it's a little bit of a selfish plug because I'm actually a featured chapter in that book.
What's wrong with selfish plugs?
Yeah, because he took 10 entrepreneurs that read the book, Crush It, and then are currently crushing
it.
And he gives them a whole chapter. So I'm chapter 14 in that book, which is really cool.
And do you have an all-time book?
I'd say The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson.
Mm-hmm. And did you go to Providence?
Providence College Friars, class of 2002.
Got it.
Amazing.
So I'm assuming that you're like this Boston fan also, right?
Yeah, I was born in New England. I'm from Maine. So I am New England's everything. I spent the first 22 years of my life in New England. You know, don't hate me because the Patriots are amazing. It's just reality.
Right. You have a pencil?
No, I have a pen.
41 to 33.
We're talking to a big Eagles fan over here.
Hey, I just remember 2004 like it was yesterday.
Hey, it's great to talk to you.
This has been amazing.
Thank you so much for giving us your time.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to listening and watching you literally, focus. Faithfully.
That's right.
Watch me focus, guys. It's going to happen.
Awesome. I think it's happening right now. Thanks so much.
Cheers.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
So, wow, if there was ever a podcast that I would recommend every person on this planet share with somebody else, this would be the one.
That was 15 minutes of stories and lessons and just pure...
And by the way, before we started, he only gave us 15 minutes.
I know, and he was pretty adamant about that, and that was okay, because in that 15 minutes, he was able to accomplish so much.
He told his story, he told people what to do, he told them how to do it, and he talked about his habits for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy is...
I mean, he takes care of himself for, what, 2 hours every morning? That's incredible.
Exactly.
That's incredible. I've started doing that, but I'm only at it about an hour. I don't do the brushing thing, you know.
I don't do the hair combing thing either.
No, I mean, like, people do this brushing thing where they brush the dead skin off their body.
Oh, yeah.
To, like,
I do that all the time.
Reset you? You do that?
No. Oh. I've never done that in my life.
Yeah, I don't really know how to do that.
I barely brush my teeth.
Exactly. I brush... I only have one thing to brush. I brush my teeth.
There you go.
Everything else is brushless.
but it's a good point. I mean, taking care of your body will you know, provide you benefits in all kinds of places in your business.
I do use Kiehl's exfoliating soap, but I don't necessarily do it every morning. Sometimes I do it at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that habit. But not on purpose.
I mean, I can tell you in the last 30 days since I started doing the Miracle Morning. It has helped.
The Hal Elrod Miracle Morning?
The Hal Elrod Miracle Morning.
That interview coming up, we talked to Hal Elrod.
Yes.
That episode is not aired yet.
Yes, it's not aired, but we actually interviewed him about 30 days ago, and that's when the very next morning I started the Miracle Morning, and I have done it every single day except for one. The one day I missed was when we were traveling from Paris back to here, and it has changed me.
It has changed little 9-year-old Gabrielle Gittimer.
It has.
It's changed her for the better. She's calmer. She's happier. She is more content. And she gets to think about what she's grateful for, what her affirmations might be, what her goals for the day are. She meditates
a
little bit.
We created a cool visualization board.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. We should actually get this little blurb to Hal just to let him know. how it has affected us. And I think we're about to embark on this for the company, although we haven't really told anybody. So, Doug, please keep this a secret. I'm sure you're the very soul of discretion.
Shh.
Yeah, okay, good. But I think it would help everybody. I think that his habits, he picked up the 6 habits that were interspersed between the most successful people in the world and combined them and said, okay, do 5 minutes of this and 10 minutes of this and, you know, give yourself an hour in the morning or even 5 minutes in the morning to do some of these things and you'll be a better person. And he's correct.
We have another secret, Jeffrey.
What is it, Jen?
We are starting, well, it's under wraps right now,
but
I'll give our diehards a little
exclusive
glimpse,
sneak peek.
Exactly.
Of our potential.
We are starting our own podcasting course.
Network. Yeah, and
network.
Course and network.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to join the Sell or Die Network if you have an amazing podcast and you apply and you get approved. If you want to start a podcast, you need to email our producer.
Yeah.
SellerDie@Gittimer.com. I think here's the bottom line. You just listened. What's that?
There's an echo in here. I just said the same thing.
Oh, yeah, there you go. The bottom line is you just listened to a guy in John Lee Dumas who started with 0 followers, 0 listeners, and he's turned this into a business, a formidable business, and he did that through some pretty amazing principles, and we've done the same thing, and we want to share that information with other people. And so if you email SellerDie@Gittimer.com, if you're interested in starting a podcast, maybe you've thought about it and just don't know how to do it, we can share that information.
Yeah, we'll put you on the list to get information once we release it, but it's going to be an application thing. We're going to be very selective about who comes into this network, and it's going to be pretty cool.
I mean, we have grown our own podcast amazingly based on great production, great content, and SEO. And we've done it in a way that is replicatable.
You want to know the cool thing? We haven't even
scratched the surface.
On SEO, and we haven't even scratched the surface on some of the really cool things we're going to release.
Well, if you read up on all of this technology around these HomePods and Alexa and voice activated kind of devices, so much of that is going to benefit podcasting moving forward.
Oh, yeah. If you guys have an Alexa or a HomePod, all you need to do is say play, sell, or die. Siri, play, sell, or die. Alexa, play, sell, or die, and it will play in your home.
Podcasting is going to be a medium that allows so many people, businesses, products to get into people's homes directly. And I mean, we're in for some pretty amazing innovation, and I think it's going to run parallel with podcasting, which is why we're so excited to share some of the knowledge that we've gained and with the rest of the world.
If you think Twitter made an impact, or if you think even Facebook made an impact, this is going to make a personal impact, because you'll be able to select what is exactly right for you. I mean, if your hair is falling out, there's a podcast for it.
All right. I don't want to give too many details away. It's still under wraps, but we will release something about it soon.
Come on, Jen, one more detail.
No.
All right. Well, here's the deal. This will benefit you beyond your thought process right now, because we've learned things about podcasting that I'm an old guy, but I'm a pretty tech guy, and it blew me away. Once we found out what the depth of this was, it was...
You're
literally
not old, Jeffrey. You're just older.
Yeah, I'm older than everybody else who's listening.
All right, so guess what? Hashtag Gittimer is back.
Oh. All right. So here's the deal.
Hashtag Gittimer is back.
Where did I go?
Hold on. Let's do these separately. Okay. Let's just say goodbye to everyone, because I'm actually going to have this role in the show. So. I don't want to double up.
Okay. All right, everybody. Well, since it's a secret, we can't keep going on this topic. We're going to say goodbye now.
Yeah.
And we hope to see you in person or meet you online sometime soon.
Yep. And my name is Jeffrey Gittimer, by the way, and I'm challenging you to get out there. Oh, wait. And who? I'm with my buddy, my partner, my life partner.
I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm just challenging you to get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off. Sell or Die Hards, attention. If you love the show, make sure you have subscribed to the show.
And if you've subscribed, make sure you rate us on iTunes and give us a star on Overcast.
And if you've done all of that, tell a friend, tell both your friends about the best sales podcast on the planet.
And if you've done all of that, well, you're a true Sell or Die Hard, and we thank you.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.